Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Keith Smith from SpotTrak joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Talk a little NBA basketball. We appreciate the time, Keith. How are you today? Nice to catch up with you.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Let's start with LeBron James. I mean, my goodness, he's got 88 points to go to catch Kareem for the all-time record. He seems like he's playing almost as well as he ever has. Hopefully he'll break the record at home in two or three games. The Lakers come back home. But is there any another level that he can go to with how he's playing now? Should we be impressed, or should we just think this is same old, same old?
It's funny. It's a little bit of all of that. Like, I don't know that there's another level he can go to. That would be kind of mind-blowing if there was. But I do think we should be impressed with what he's doing, considering this is year 20. But then it's also a little bit of same old, because this is what he's always been.
Right.
So, it's kind of all of the above. I mean, he has been absolutely incredible, considering, he's 38, he's year 20 in the league, all those things that go with that. It is just unreal that he's still doing this at this, rate and at this level.
And Keith, that brings me to what Chris and I have been talking about in terms of the league in itself. I mean, there are so many really fantastic players. I mean, LeBron James in his 20th year, we'll put that aside for a sec, but you got Embiid, you got Jokic, you got Doncic, you got so many really good stars in this league. And when it comes to the All-Star game, it seems like somebody gets left off every time. Is there any fix for what we've seen in terms of who got in this year, who's starting versus is there another way to pick these teams?
I mean, you could do other things. You could have, some have suggested, you have just a panel of voters that are made up of some players and some broadcasters and those kind of things. And I think that's okay for an idea. I think they did a good job with rebalancing so it wasn't just the fan vote,
right?
Because we saw very close to getting Zaza Pachulia in a game when he shouldn't have been, if you wanted to go to the All-Star game, he should have been buying a ticket.
Right.
And that almost happened. And we're at a point where it's like, we can't be doing that. So I think by giving the fan vote some weight, of course, because at the end of the day, the All-Star game is for the fans. I've seen some suggestion of, the players are the ones who are playing. Just let them do all the voting. And then you see the players voted, I want to say it was six different players who haven't even played in a single game this season.
Right.
Got All-Star votes. I've been in locker rooms when it's time for the players to do their voting, when two guys are at the end of the bench, look at each other and be like, hey, you vote for me and I'll vote for you. Okay, let's go. So I don't think that's a real solution. I think it's pretty much okay, where we are. I don't think most years we get anybody who's super egregious put into the game. And who starts, that part to me is not as important as who actually makes the game. And I think when we get to that level, they generally get it more right than they do wrong.
Just to follow up on that, Keith, one of the things I saw was they kind of had the percentages of the players' vote and who they voted for. And in the guard position, I found it strange. I don't know if it was strange, but Trae Young didn't seem to get a lot of fanfare from his peers. What did you make of that? It seemed like he was 12th of the guards from the guard standpoint. he seems to be a better than 12th on the guards point, but most of the players disagreed with that.
Yeah, I think that's one where he has a little bit of a rep among his fellow players as far as being a guy who's been kind of tough to play with at times for his teammates, so you get a little bit of that in there. I think some guys don't enjoy all the trash talk, considering I think the feeling is, hey, you made it once to the conference finals, and you talk an awful lot for a guy who hasn't really won anything. So I think when you put all those factors in, I think that works against a guy like him.
Keith Smith is with us talking some NBA basketball. Keith, last night the Celtics put up 46 points in the first quarter. They hit 26 three-point shots in the game, and they blew out the Brooklyn Nets. I bring the 26 three-point shots. The state of the NBA right now, a lot of scoring, a lot of three-point shooting, a lot of isolation. Is everybody in the NBA happy with how the game is being played right now?
Yeah, I think in general they are. I don't know that there's a lot of isolation. The isolation numbers are actually down overall in the league. I think that's a thing I think people see sometimes when they want to see that versus seeing how it's going. The three-point shooting, of course, that is up. But I think what's happened is we've reached a perfect storm of eye test and analytics combining for these players who have been drilled often since they were in high school level to say, hey, you know what you never make is 15 to 25-foot shots on the left wing. So those guys don't ever take 15 to 25-foot shots on the left wing. And if you make 70% of your shots from 18 to 22 feet from the right corner in baseline, then they focus on shooting in there. I think, you know, all the data we have now, combined with the coaching, combined with, quite frankly, the skill level of the players, higher and better than it's ever been, that's combined for this offensive explosion. And, of course, with the three-point shooting, anytime you could go to a point and get a score that is worth, you know, half as much as, again, as a regular score, you're going to emphasize those shots a lot more because even if you shoot them at a lower percentage, it's all going to even out in the wash in the end.
It's certainly analytics has certainly taken sports to a place that I don't think anybody really imagined. Keith, I want to move to the trade deadline. That's coming up here February 9th. How active do you think this deadline will be? It's kind of been hard to tell from the outside looking in.
Yeah, it's a weird situation over the last couple of years. What we've seen is the combination of the play-in tournament being a thing and teams staying alive that would have had nothing to play for previous years now have something to play for and have a chance to still say, hey, if we get hot, we can get in to the postseason. You add that to the fact that they've flattened out the lottery odds, so teams don't show up, you know, 2 weeks ahead of Halloween before the season starts with the plan of, hey, we cannot win more than 20 games.
Right.
We got to bottom out to do that. Those combined things have made it so the trade deadline becomes kind of different than it's always been. It used to be, all right, we've got our 10 bad teams. We've got our 10 teams that are trying to win the title. We've got 10 teams in the middle, and the 10 bad teams will trade their good players to the teams that are trying to win for draft picks and young players. We don't necessarily have that. There's only four truly bad teams in the NBA right now, going a week ahead of the deadline. So what we're seeing is more of, hey, you have a lot of centers. We have a lot of guards. You need guards. We need centers. And we see trades like that. Like that Tyrese Haliburton for Domantas Sabonis trade a year ago, I think, is kind of the new norm of what we might see. That's a long way to say, I think we're still going to get some activity here because it's not a very good free agent class this summer. You also have 10, 12 teams that if you ask them, they believe, hey, we have a chance of winning this title. The league's as wide open as it's ever been. So you combine those two things, I think you're going to see teams trying to gear up and fix what they, you know, holes that they have in their rotations to really get after this the rest of the way.
Keith, there are two words when you put them together, two words you put together that the NBA doesn't want to hear. But to me, there are two words that are a big problem for the league right now. And those two words are load and management. And I haven't got the word that anybody is sitting out tonight, but this happens often around the NBA. I think too much for a lot of people's liking. Steph Curry, I thought, had an interesting comment. He said it's not the players necessarily that want off. It's the teams that want the players to take the games off. So I don't know what the solution to this is. Does the NBA, though, feel like it's an issue that has to be looked into?
They do, to an extent. I think the NBA is in a point where collectively everyone, and I will kind of counter with Steph Curry on that a little bit, to say everybody is focused on, I need to be at my best in April, May, and June. Mm. And if that means missing 15 to 20 games in October through the middle part of April is the way to do that, then that's the way to do that. Because it has become, it's no longer satisfiable, I guess, for people to say, you know, well, you know what, we lost in the conference finals, or we had a 50-win season but bowed out in the second round, but that's a pretty good year. It's become you win or you don't, and everybody else, you know, there's one winner and 29 failures in the league, and that's the way it's viewed. And when that's the way it's going to be viewed, teams and players are going to do everything they can to get to the postseason to be in the best spot to succeed. And now I will agree with Steph to some extent. I know Jason Tatum, a great example, one of the teams I cover heavily is the Celtics. He has openly said, you know, we sit out, we map out, all right, hey, you're going to get a rest game here on this day in the middle of December. And then it comes to that day, and Tatum's like, nah, I'm good, I'm playing. Mm. And then he basically fights the team to let him play. And sometimes the team says, no, you're going to sit out. So it's a very, very tricky spot. But the league is concerned, because the one thing they really don't like is the idea of, you know, some kid here in Orlando, where I'm based out of, you know, and his family pays a whole bunch of money to see Stephen Curry, and the Warriors decide, you know what, that's the game we're taking off. We're going to, you know, play our, you know, backups and our G League guys in that game. And that's something the league does not necessarily like.
Yeah, and that's what makes it difficult, right, is that, as you mentioned, all these organizations want to be champions ultimately. They're not content with Western Conference or Eastern Conference champions. They want to be NBA champions. There can only be one of those, yet you also have the other side of the coin where fans are paying a lot of money to come watch these games. It'll be interesting to see how that all gets worked out. I want to stick with the Celtics because Jason Tatum has elevated himself. And really from the last year's playoff run till through this season, as one of the best players in the league, is he starting finally to get to that point in his career where he can actually carry a team by himself? Because he has been phenomenal this season.
Yeah, he's there, and we've seen that in games where Jaylen Brown has had to miss time. Jason Tatum can be one of those guys who says, all right, get on my back, guys. Let's go. I got this the rest of the night. Now, that's not any slight on Jaylen Brown, who's having an outstanding season. And I think here probably in about 10, 15 minutes is going to be named an all-star alongside Jason Tatum. But Tatum is he is one of those guys who's on that short list for MVP. And being an all-star is great, but there's a big difference between all-star and all-NBA, and then there's an even bigger difference between all-NBA and MVP, and Tatum's in that MVP mix. His two-way play is as good as any player in the league. He brings it on defense every single night. He's continually asked to guard often the opponent's, you know, best wing with size. It's, you know, you go out there and guard the LeBron Jameses of the world. You take Luka Doncic down the stretch of games, and that's what he's asked to do, and carry a massive offensive load as a scorer. He's leveled up as a playmaker. He's getting on the boards this year. He's just an absolutely wonderful all-around player. And it's important to note, too, he's 25 years old, so there's still a lot more growth to come for him in his game.
There's a guy that never takes a load management day, Keith Smith. We appreciate the time, as always, Keith. Always great NBA insight, and look forward to catching up with you come April or so, and give us a little playoff preview. But enjoy the season until then. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. No load management days, but I am looking forward to the All-Star
break. Give him a little All-Star break. He'll take that. All right. Keith Smith from SpotTrac. Joining us on the Premier Chevrolet Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.